to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, Tom from Utah.
Yes, Dr. Daniels, I don't want to take any more of your time, but I want to flag you of a poisoning issue that I identified and testified in Congress. I got 34 million people in the United States, especially right now, being injured by carbon monoxide and formaldehyde, actually facilitated by an act of Congress, if you'll believe that or not. It's kind of like
I'm not a fan of litigation or politicians. I really don't see the courts or the politicians as a solution to much of anything.
No, they're not. So I'm hoping you'll have take a look at the website called gassingamerica.com. Did you get that? Gassingamerica.com.
Right. I think I've already looked at that. It has to do with trailers.
Yeah, and by the way, I will tell you, I'm a hardcore vegetarian, mm-hmm. have been for 25 years, 26 years. I made my way through terminal cancer, and so I became the vegan cowboy, or actually the turncoat on my pathology profession, became vocal, and it, like you, tell people, the answer is not in allopathic medicine. It is in natural medicine. In fact, even the victims...
Well, it may not be in natural medicine either. It may be a little closer to home than you think. Like with your, changing your diet, it may be as close as your kitchen, you know?
That's right. Well, that's what I mean. Natural medicine is when medicine you do on yourself, right?
No.
And what is that statement?
Not necessarily. There's this thing called natural medicine, which includes a whole body of licensed professionals. And what's happening in the United States is any professional that's licensed, natural or otherwise, is corrupted because they have
that's
to stick
right.
to a standard of care. So natural medicine may not hold the answers anymore.
Well, I decided that I needed to take charge of myself. In fact, it was sad because I'd worked in pathology. I knew what was wrong with me, but I had been not ignorant, but ignorant of the facts. So in the last 25 years, I've not touched those things that are industrial, and I have not had to spend any money in any medical treatment at all. But anyway, I just wanted you to be aware of that since this cold weather is on top of us. And being a careful, vegan or vegetarian is the best.
Well, the message about the gassing is just don't live in a trailer. Is that, would that make sense?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. If you know the problem, you can remedy it. You know, you can play in the freeway all day long as you don't have a blindfold on.
Okay, I can see that. I would lean towards simply just not living in a trailer. I think that's the simplest solution for being gassed by the government in a trailer. Okay. Dr. Downs, a friend of mine has sudden loss of use in his left hand and much of the arm. No grip, almost no use of his fingers, no strength. Could it have been a stroke? Yes, it could be. I've advised him to drink more water and take magnesium and B vitamins, but he's resisting. Shall I just comfort him? Answer is yes. Be a good friend, always. And she says, you can lead a horse to water, but exactly. So I think it's really important to look at health more holistically. Many people have their views and their beliefs, and they're very strongly held. And for them, life is not worth living if they have to do anything that might confront these beliefs or prove these beliefs to be inaccurate. And when you realize that that's what you're dealing with, I think the compassionate thing to do is to allow a person to have their beliefs and not to give them, add to their misery. Okay. All right. Okay. uh, Okay. There's lots of comments here. This throwaway mindset prevails. Okay, so this person has a comment and says, this throwaway mindset prevails in medicine. As Dr. Daniel says, losing a patient is normal. Yeah, in medical school, we were taught that patients die. That's what patients do. They die. And don't worry about it. And so Dr. Daniels, I choose to die without medical assistance. After all, death is the fate of all creatures. This is a very good point. I think if you just make up your mind that you're going to die all by yourself, that you're going to die without any medical assistance, you'd be shocked at how long you'll live. You would just be shocked. Personally, when I was pregnant with my third baby, I decided that I was going to have my baby at home and die at home all by myself without medical intervention, since, of course, medical intervention nearly killed me when I went to the hospital for my second child. So for my third child, I stayed home and took 2.5 hours. The baby came out, and healthy baby, healthy mom. So if you just make up your mind that you're not going to allow them to kill you, that you're just going to die all by yourself, you're going to die at your own hand or the hand of God, then you would just be so surprised at how long you live. Okay, and so someone mentioned, sometimes we are just ready to go. After being homebound since a colonoscopy 8 years ago and colon pain, I am personally am just tired. Exactly. And again, this is another example of simply iatrogenic events. If you just make up your mind that you're going to take your chances with God or whoever the universal force is, you'll just do so much better. Okay. All right, so let's go at the beginning here. It's so hard to keep track of all this. Oh, here we are. Okay, fine. All right. Here we are, back to the questions. I lost my spot. Okay. Wearable devices, Dr. Daniels, wearable devices are popular with the women in my family. Why, one of them had to take a walk in below zero weather to get her numbers up. What do you think is going on here? I think that the wearables, one, are definitely surveillance devices, but two, are devices of control. And the purpose of the devices is, one, to invade your privacy and observe your behavior, but even more importantly is to actually control your behavior. In this case, it sounds like it's working pretty well. Dr. Daniels, how is this mind control so effective in getting people to be comfortable and enthusiastic about brainwashing themselves? That's a good question. I think it's really an important element of what's going on with the murder of 880,000, not murder, excuse me, it's legal, so it's not murder, it's killing. Killing 880,000 Americans every year at the hands of medical system. And so what happens is doctors are given incentives to literally lie to themselves. For example, we go through pre-medical training, which is 4 years of utter complete nonsense that we are asked to memorize. And you don't have to be a whiz to figure out that what's being taught has absolutely nothing to do with making anybody healthy. It just doesn't, because the stuff being taught is such obvious gibberish. But in order to get through pre-med, we have to, as doctors, hypnotize ourselves, enthusiastically brainwash and lie to ourselves that what we're being taught is somehow related to healing people. And then the self-hypnosis and self-brainwashing continues throughout medical school. And for the patients, they are trained, as doctors are, to give credence to tests, because you're tested from the time you're in kindergarten, testing. And so when the doctor suggests a test, you think it's just as harmless as a test that you took in first grade, when really it's quite a different matter and can have complications, as the person previously mentioned about their colonoscopy now making them wish that they were not even alive because the complications are so severe. Okay. whatever, Dr. Danis, whatever happened to the nostalgic concept of doctor-patient confidentiality? Okay, so in order to have doctor-patient confidentiality, you have to have a doctor-patient relationship. And so what's happening now in modern medicine is that there is no doctor-patient relationship, not at all. The patient relates to the insurance company, the patient relates to the hospital administration, or the patient relates to the employer of the doctor. So since the patient no longer employs a doctor directly, the patient has no confidentiality and no privacy, and the doctor has no privacy. So that is really what has happened, is that the whole configuration of the interaction is changed. When patients were seduced into allowing the insurance companies to enter the transaction, that meant that the doctor communicated with the insurance company, and the insurance company communicated, the patient communicated with the insurance company, and the insurance company communicated with the doctor, and the doctor communicated with the insurance company, and the insurance company communicated with the patient. And so you formed this barrier between the doctor and the patient, and you formed this buffer that captured every and all information. And so that totally wiped out confidentiality. So as far as I could tell, when I entered medical practice in 1990, private medical practice, patients who had health insurance had absolutely no privacy whatever. There was no confidentiality, because their insurance company can and did ask for a copy of their medical record, supposedly as a way of figuring out whether or not to pay the bill. But the more important thing there was that there's absolutely no confidentiality. Okay. There's a question here. Someone asked, selling credit card number, online purchases, how would you get away with anything when you have to give a delivery address that would send out your location? So, again, the way it happens is a lot of things are purchased online. One can purchase services. One can purchase, what are these things called? Gift cards. And one can purchase things that are shipped. And you can ship them to various addresses. And a lot of times the addresses change frequently. But that's exactly what happens. These people ship these used, stolen credit card numbers, order all kinds of things online, receive them, and then resell them. And this is what can happen to you, only on a much grander scale, when your medical information is stolen. So when they can know your name, your address, your date of birth, your next of kin, where you work, if you're married, who you're married to, the names of your children, the names of your pet, all this information that is in your average health record, it opens up a whole nother level of crime and theft. Okay. Dr. Danis, is it reasonable to think that all these professions the lawyers, doctors, and accountants are basically agents of the state? Absolutely. Anyone, any individual who has a license from the state, a special permission to work, is an agent of the state. The agent can take away that permission at any time and can also place conditions on that special permission. Okay, and so this person says, Dr. Danis, my bank information was stolen several years ago, some $3,000 away. They charged up over $1,000 worth of cell phones and accessories. I got it all sorted out in the end, but I had to do a bunch of hoop jumping to fix everything nonetheless. So can you imagine what this person would have had to go through if his total identity were stolen? If lines of credit were opened up in his name and maxed out? This is very serious. And paying $500 a month, $4,000 a month, whatever you're paying for health insurance, when what you're really paying for is a chance to be victimized, either by being assaulted, disfigured, maimed, or killed by the health care, should you receive it, or by having your identity stolen and then spending years trying to get yourself back, so to speak. So this is really a very treacherous field not to walk in. Personally, I have not had health insurance for at least 23 years. I have not gone to a doctor for any ailment for 21 years. And I just can't even begin to tell you how good I feel, how excited, how happy, how my days are free of these appointments. And, you know, I don't have to get all dressed up and try to impress the doctor and hope he won't kill me. And it's just amazing how much more time I have, how much more money I have. I just don't have to spend it on those things. It's just great. And then the real reward is just the peace of mind. No worry. I don't have anyone doing tests and getting false positives and trying to make me feel inadequate. So, yeah, you definitely don't want to get caught up in the electronic medical record thing. That's a nightmare. Dr. Danis, would the whole system collapse if the majority of people turned off their computers for a whole year? No surfing, no gaming, no online shopping? I don't think so. The system would, no, not at all. What would have to happen if you want to see a collapse is for people to not show up at the doctor's office and to drop their insurance. That would cause an instantaneous collapse. It wouldn't even take a year. It would take maybe a month. I would say 5 weeks. 5 weeks at the very most. So if for 5 weeks, people in the United States just stayed home, refused to go to the doctor, refused to go to the hospital, refused to get any kind of screening test, whatever, the system would collapse. It would not be able to tolerate it. Hospitals would absolutely close because the profit margin is only 5%. So if for a hospital, if they lose 15 days of revenue, then that's it. The hospital's out of business. So if people did that for just 30 days, the whole system would collapse. how do they not get caught when using car for Olympic? Dr. Danis, how do people not get caught when using cards for online purchases? We'll talk about that when we get back, if you didn't mention that.
It's time. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, a couple of questions. Dr. Daniels, I have heard you say not to put turpentine on the face, but you say to put a small amount of Vicks in the eye. I'm wondering why, because Vicks has turpentine in it. Can you explain, please? Yes. Concentration is everything. And so the concentration of Vicks in concentration of turpentine in Vicks is actually very small, and you have the Vaseline as a retardant, not allowing it to be directly or as quickly absorbed. So you have a smaller concentration as well as a smaller amount. Okay. Dr. Daniels, on an earlier show, you talked about supplementing children you cared for with rice bran in order to relieve their ADHD. The other day I was walking through Costco and I saw bottles of rice bran oil. Is this the same thing as rice bran? Unfortunately, it is not. I was hoping it was, and I tried it out back in the 90s, and it did not pan out. It was a serious, serious disappointment. Okay. Okay. Oh, what do we have? sitting here looking online for high quality digestive enzymes. Okay, here's a story, a cautionary tale. Sometimes after listening to Dr. Daniels for a long time and thinking, I realized just how stupid my decision-making around health is. I was sitting here looking online for a high-quality digestive enzyme with as little toxins and fillers as possible. No soy, no titanium dioxide, and so on. I just realized why Dr. Daniels is so big on sauerkraut and apple cider vinegar, because they charge a fortune online to sell you small sterilized bottles of enzymes with fancy ingredients like bromelain and papain that can easily all be found in sauerkraut, pineapple, papaya, and apple cider vinegar. And you could even buy lipase separately from a yogurt culture if you wanted to. And you get 20 to 50 times as much, if not more, of these enzymes and probiotics for half the price of the small bottle of pills, with no silicon dioxide, no soy lecithin, and no enteric coating. There you go. And so someone else said, yeah, it hit me like a bag of bricks too. Duh. Yeah. So I actually stopped even recommending digestive enzymes as in pill form, because there are just so many additives, excipients, binders, and fillers. And it was not any more effective than just plain old apple cider vinegar. Okay. All right. So whenever anyone enters a question, it flips my screen up and I can't go up to the other questions. So let me try here. All right. So, Dr. Daniels, since the subconscious can't resist or refuse audio and visual subliminals, what do you recommend people do to prevent themselves from being programmed with propaganda, especially in the area of health? You just have got to turn off the news. You've got to turn off every single government source of government sponsored source of information. If you have kids who go to school, you must write them a letter excusing them from the health class. You just have got to not allow yourself to be exposed to it, because it is just simply too sophisticated and too compelling. Personally, I don't have a television or other methods of receiving mass programming. So I think it's important to really turn off the mass programming, just because you don't have a choice or your brain can't sort through it.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. NaturesYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to NaturesYouth.com. That's NaturesYouth.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, so this person brings up something that's interesting. So in the 80s, Las Vegas was a testing ground for retina scan. It's now used at the driver's license offices, and they are tracking your DNA. Medical, banking, health clubs use fingerprint, and when these places get hacked by the Russians, laugh out loud, it is a wide-open information gathering depot. What do you think, Dr. Daniels, is the worst part of the hazard here? I think the worst part of the hazard here really is this allows people to get your fingerprints, to create crimes, and leave evidence that you committed it. This is a serious violation of your privacy and really an endangerment of your freedom. Again, many people don't realize that this is the ultimate in terms of high-level crimes. So one level is to steal your information and just commit crimes against you. And that sounds bad enough, of course. But even worse is pretending to be you and then going out in the world, pretending to be you, committing crimes. They get the money and they leave all the trails, whether it's your retina scan or your fingerprint or whatever, showing that you actually committed the crime. So this is that is the next level of criminality. And with that level of criminality, I don't even know how you would exonerate yourself. Because, of course, there would be a whole electrical footprint showing that, well, you were there. So I think people need to understand the real value of their privacy and their personal information. It's not nearly as trivial as losing $5,000 or $50,000 or $100,000. You know, think of doing 10 years or 20 years to life incarcerated because somebody got a hold of your biometric data and was able to literally impersonate you either electronically or maybe even physically. And so that's the true hazard here. The true hazard of having your electronic medical record available to whatever criminals want to use it is absolutely devastating. Devastating. I mean, I don't even know how a person, like I said, would go about exonerating themselves when there's fingerprint evidence, there's the retina scan evidence that you committed the crime, there's all the biometric data, there's the personalized data, you answered all these questions, you got them right, it had to have been you, on and on and on. So that's one level of criminality. And then if you're into conspiracy theorists or government theories, this is what the government would use for so-called undesirables. In other words, just frame them for crimes and then let the judicial system take it from there. So this is a real serious issue, and it needs to be dealt with by individuals in terms of, you know, protecting yourself somehow. So this person mentions then, as a driver's license office, I don't go there. I don't even have a driver's license, and I don't want one. And then they say medical. Again, I don't show up. I don't create or have a medical record. And there's health clubs. I show up for yoga class occasionally, but I avoid health clubs. And I certainly don't use fingerprint identity on any of my electronic devices or any place at all. So I don't make an electronic record of my fingerprint for security reasons. In other words, I'm not going to use my fingerprint to open an electronic device. But this is something that's, pretty serious. And this first came up in discussions of cybersecurity. When I say cybersecurity, I mean of security and safety of people who are actually using the internet. And is it okay for the government to have all of your passwords, for example? The problem here is that then the government or a government agent, however you want to look at that, can then commit crimes with your identity using you as a as the patsy or fall guy. So this problem, health problem of you, when I say you, I mean anyone who enters a doctor's office or who enters the domain of the medical industrial complex, creating a complete medical record with all of your personal advice or information in it and open to the world. And again, the little petty criminal who might, steal your credit card or something or charge a few hundred or a few thousand dollars, that's not the prize. The prize is committing high-level crimes, pretending to be you, and you're the one that serves 10 years to life. That's the end game here. And that's, I think, the one thing that you want to somehow prevent. I don't think it's something that you can count on the government protecting you from. You've got to sit down and sort this out for yourself as to how you want to protect yourself from this. I think you should definitely start with the medical realm by not creating a medical record. And that if you have already created a medical record, then to abandon it. In other words, don't don't update it. Thatcher Daniels. I have a family member who was willing to take minerals and B vitamins, but they can't stop taking the morning lactate milk, sugar-filled orange juice, and a case of Pepsi or Coca-Cola for their diabetes. I do what I can. It's hard enough. Hard, though. Exactly. So even this person with this diabetes-causing diet, they are actually mitigating things with the Shilajit and B vitamins. What I would recommend is increasing their intake of vegetable juice, such as beet, celery, carrot. And if they drink that first, they're going to drink less of the lactate, less of the orange juice and Pepsi. And a lot of times, you can actually help a person just kind of taper off. Stopping Pepsi or Coke suddenly, because of the caffeine, can really give a pretty big withdrawal headache. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I think it takes a long time to overcome the brainwashing of the 1950s Dr. Welby. Yes, exactly. Because it implies that, of course, all the doctors, if you go to the doctor, then you will, of course, be well. And then Dr. Kildare. And this, subliminally tells us it's okay for doctors to dare to kill. And so there was a lot of programming way back when. I'm sure the present generation is going through their own programming. Okay. All right. I think that's it for the immediate questions. Okay. Now I can answer. A town nearby is surrounded with farm fields that use chemicals, but also the chemical company on the outskirts of the village. The chemical company furnishes some people with water after contaminating their wells. This is an important point, I think. A lot of people tell me, oh, Dr. Daniels, I'm on well water, and my water is just great because I get it from a well. But there's so much contamination going on throughout the United States because of course, optimal industrial development. And this is a problem. So well water is not a guarantee that the water is good to drink. If you have well water and you are determined to drink the well water, then you definitely need to get the well water tested frequently, especially after heavy rains. Okay. Mm-hmm. Consumerism is a for-profit system where the corporations control consumers, sales, and outlets. And the shareholders demand less quality and higher sales, of course, and more profits and more payoffs to shareholders. And this is really what the healthcare system has become. And so more and more of your healthcare dollar is going to shareholder payouts and less to quality, whatever that might be. Something as simple as your doctor writing a back-to-work note, what it means is that note doesn't get written. Instead, shareholders get paid. And this is the deal. Okay. Dr. Dance, how do you get rid of H. pylori, turpentine? How do you get rid of internal abdominal scar tissue? Enemas and a vegan diet and going organic. When I had my second child, the doctor created an abdominal abscess. And I had to have a second surgery to have it drained. So, of course, obviously, it's scarring throughout the whole abdomen. And so I simply went vegan, did enemas, drank water only, got rid of bread, and it cleared up. It's a lot to do, but it's worth it because the long-term morbidity, that means damage and harm, from C-sections and pelvic surgeries is just devastating. So it's worth it because a lot of women have complications and increased death rates after C-sections for as far in the future as 5 years. That's as far as they've studied it. Okay. All right. Tree planting. Dr. Daniels, aren't the Panamanians put off by all the immigrants? Absolutely. And believe it or not, they're very upset about Colombian immigrants. And I was shocked because I said, well, the Colombians and the Panamanians look pretty close to the same, you know? But every country has its thing that it's concerned about. But one question you might ask is, aren't the Panamanians put off by the American immigrants? And some, yes. But a lot of Americans, when they get here, they go back to the States. Like, we have friends that are going back to the States. And that's because they come here, and it's not the United States. It just isn't. And so many people were hoping that they could create a second United States, but just in the tropics. And so not being able to do that, then, of course, they go back. So there's really almost no chance of Americans taking over Panama, even though it's a little country of 3 million people. It's because of the Americans' cultural orientation. Many will come, but they'll go back. And it's just amazing for me, having been here 8 years, to see the total incredible turnover. I feel like, okay, oh my God, I'm an old timer. I think the average person, American, who comes to Panama stays about 2 or 3 years for whatever reason. Okay. Dr. Daniels, my great-grandmother had a stroke when I was 17 years old. Her savings were promised to help me go to college. And after the stroke, she was put in a nursing home, and all of her assets were seized by the government. This was 1967. Could this still happen today, or would Obamacare prevent that? This would still happen today, and Obamacare would not prevent it. Dr. Daniels, is there a legal difference between a doctor and a physician? If yes and no. So a doctor can be a PhD, can be a doctor of chiropractic, could be a lot of different doctors. A veterinary doctor could be a medical doctor, could be a lot of things. What about a physician? A physician is a type of doctor, which would be a medical doctor. That is the difference. So a doctor is a broader category of which physician is a subset. So if a form in the United States needs a doctor's signature, who can sign it? The answer is if a form in the U.S. needs a doctor's signature, you have to ask the people who want the form signed. If they want a licensed doctor to sign it, then I wouldn't be able to sign it. I need a licensed doctor.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, let's see, we have another comment here. Dr. Daniels, there've got to be some doctors who are ready to bail out. What do you think? Absolutely. However, these doctors are in what's called golden handcuffs. So many of them have borrowed as much as $500,000, getting from the bachelor's degree to the medical degree in the anticipation with the presumption that they're going to make enough money to pay this back. And then only upon graduation do they realize the horrifying truth that they have to kill people. in order to earn the money to pay back their loan. And many of them have difficulty with this decision. And the difficult, of course, the decision is compounded by pressure from their family if they're married and maybe have a kid by then, or from their parents who urge them on to become a doctor and everything. For example, if you go to Harvard University undergraduate and to an Ivy League medical school, you can rack up $400,000, which can easily become $500,000 with cumulative compounding interest by the time you graduate from medical school and or your residency. And the doctors are, many of them, playing a losing game by doing 6 or 8 year residency, say in ophthalmology, which allows their debt to snowball and get even bigger. And then, of course, they have the big gamble that when they get out, they're going to make a lot of money in their so-called specialty. So many of the doctors have got themselves in a serious financial bind. And as these 2017 predictors have said, they've only made predictions about money. And so a lot of doctors who want to get out have difficulty because of the financial bind. But because of the consolidation in the insurance industry, the doctors are getting paid less and less. And so many doctors, I think, will be getting out or leaving just because the pay in medicine is so low that they can make more money doing something else. But yes, many doctors are ready to bail out, but a lot of them are too afraid to bail out. So we'll see what happens there for 2017. But certainly what's going to happen for 2017 is there's going to be less doctors in private practice. And many doctors are retiring early. Okay. So a question from the caller. Dr. Daniels, I have a hemangioma between my pancreas and the duodenum, apparently blocking, restricting pancreatic juice flow in the ducts. What to do is the only option, direct removal through surgery. So a hemangioma, of course, is a collection of blood vessels. And for the hemangioma to collect like that, you'd need some congestion to cause the collection. I mean, if it was me, I had this situation, I would definitely try juicing. All right, that is it. We are done. And we will see you again next week. As always, think happens.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then one again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.